Can you tell us a little bit about Demetrius and his case?
Well, first of all, let me thank Sunseer, and also let me thank all the ones who have signed a petition for his computation. I also want to thank you before we even start. My brother Demetrius, at 20 years old in 1966, went to a shoe store, and while he was in the shoe store, he held up the individual in the shoe store. He left the shoe store and fled the shoe store and was chased for 3 blocks by the individual who he had robbed at the shoe store. And 3 blocks away, he was caught, and a struggle ensued, and the gun went off, and the man passed away with a one shot of that to his abdomen, and he passed away about 2 hours later. My brother was picked up. He was arrested for that crime, and he has spent 45 years in prison for that crime. And so we have, over the years, asked the parole board, as he has changed from that 20-year-old, as he became older, and had asked the parole board for parole and computation. So I've been doing this for over 20 years, writing letters, appearing at the hearings, just asking for him to have another chance after he has spent so many years in prison. And in every situation, of course, he was denied, and we definitely understand that. And I would also like to say that on behalf of our family, we have called the victim family and apologized on behalf of our family. We have written letters, and Demetrius has written letters as well to the family members and have apologized for his behavior for so many years ago. And we've done everything possible, even set up a scholarship in the name of the victim. So we've tried to do everything as a family to atone for that behavior, as well as Demetrius. Demetrius has basically been asking for his freedom for many, 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 many years. And, of course, he has been turned down. Now, in the meantime, when Demetrius entered prison, he didn't have a high school diploma. He didn't have any type of degrees or anything. So he spent his time in prison to become a different type of man, and he has obtained his not only his associate's degree, but also his bachelor's degree while he's been in prison. So he hasn't just sit in prison and has been idle and sitting in that prison. So last year, we did another computation application packet, and I submitted it to Governor Graham. And in that, it showed that the progress he has made over the 45 years. And he had received at a public hearing, there was no family members, and it was sent out, you know, a public note. There was no family members that showed up and was against his computation request. We went to the hearing, and based on that hearing, his prison record and his time, the official parole board recommendation was to release him, that he was not a threat to society, and that he could be transferred to another state, and that state did accept him. So in that public hearing, for the last hour and a half, not only did the chairman of that parole board, but also the attorney general that was sitting on that parole board, had talked for an hour and a half on how Demetrius should behave while he was in this new state. So our anticipation in his freedom was not only excitable about that, but we believe, based on what we were told at that hearing, that he was going to be released. And so once we came home, we even started building an addition on the back of our home, something small, but something that would allow him that opportunity to have his own private space after spending so much time in prison. And then we got a letter saying that the governor denied that request. We were totally baffled because, under our thinking, what else is there for him to do? He has spent 45 years, so he has been punished. He has been rehabilitated. There's a support team waiting for him. He's setting up a scholarship. So what else could we possibly do? And I have gotten no answer from the governor. I haven't gotten any answer from the parole board on the reason why he is not being given his freedom in this particular time. So I put in another computation packet because that process took over 2.5 years when I put that in 2007 in order for him to have the public hearing.
And what is his sentence? Does he have a life sentence?
Yes, for a life sentence. I put a new application in this year, and for some reason, the application has come up missing. And I received a letter from the new governor, which was Governor Snyder, that made the statement, under the recommendation of the parole board, we have denied Demetrius's application for computation. I was baffled from that because just May 2010, the board officially recommended that computation. So I wrote a letter. This makes no sense. And so right now, I get the parole board saying it's the governor saying it's the parole board, and I received a letter in the mail today basically stating that they've never even admitted to the fact of receiving the last computation that was submitted in January. So I'm not getting any kind of response or any kind of answers. And I meant to also mention that Demetrius also has a job waiting for him, that someone was going to give him another chance for him to also have a job. We've done everything, and I'm not a lawyer. I'm not a a celebrity. I'm just a sister of an inmate. There's a lot of family members who are trying to help their relatives that might have done horrific things or things that were really bad years and years ago who may be lifeless right now. And one of the things Demetrius wanted to be known is that this is not just about him, that if he has everything in place, he has his bachelor's degree, he has family support, he's not a burden on society, he has atoned for his behavior, he has set up a scholarship. If he has done all this in place, what about the ones that don't have like a sister or brother or a support system and has nearly nothing what he has? They have no chance. They have no hope.
45 years he's served for this crime that he committed when he was 20. Now he's
a
65-year-old man. What condition is he in now?
He has 3 heart valve leaks. He has numerous medical problems. And we had even wrote and told the parole board that, you know, we would like for him to have the surgery on his heart condition. And right now what they're doing is they're caring for that just with medication. But we need for him to be able to have a surgery for those heart valve leaks. And we have no idea why they won't allow him to be released and for us to address all of his health issues.
What about the victim's family? Are they in favor of the commutation of the sentence of Demetrius?
Well, I contacted the family maybe 20 years ago. Well, I'm sorry, not 20 years, maybe about 10 years ago. It may have been around 10 years ago. And I talked to the son, and I will say in that conversation, I did not feel any animosity towards the situation because it had been so many years. But I don't want to speak on behalf of their family because I don't have permission to talk about the name or who they are. But I can say on our behalf, we contacted the family. The apology was made. We've set up the scholarship. And at the time, the man that was murdered was 50 years old at the time when this happened in 1966. And I do know from the story that my mother told me, because I was a little girl at the time, that the wife of the victim did approach my mother and was very compassionate in the situation as well as what happened to my brother. So I don't believe there was animosity coming towards that family, and I don't believe after 45 years that they still hold any kind of animosity about what happened at that time.
Now, on his commutation, even though the parole board recommended it, the governor can then override that decision. How does that work legally?
Well, I have no idea why the governor doesn't give you a reason. I do know in certain situations that, say, for example, there was a case where there was an inmate that was trying to get a computation, and they had a lawyer. And the lawyer was someone who used to be on the parole board, and that person got a computation. So I think politically, the best avenue for a lot of people when they want action to be taken is that you either have to be a celebrity or you have to have a lawyer. And it's very difficult for a family member in the work that I'm doing to get results because I'm basically being ignored and passed back and forth.
You said that there is now a new governor in Michigan. Is there a chance that they are different politically?
Governor Snyder, and I, under the time frame, okay, we were, like, devastated on the fact that Governor Graham, you know, didn't sign off because it made no sense. So that process had taken me 2.5 years. I started it in 2007, you know, and we got to see them actually in May. I believe it was May the 6th, 2010. So when they wrote and said, the governor said, no, you know, put the next application in, I put that application in January. And within 3 weeks, this is unheard of in since I've been working with the Department of Corrections, within 3 weeks on something before that's taken months and months and months, they sent that application up to the governor, and within 3 weeks it was sent back and said no. But I'm suspicious of that it was even actually sent, because in the past I have gotten a letter saying, we've received your document. This time a letter was slipped under his cell saying, we forwarded the application. And then something was slipped under his cell saying, the governor said no. And that's unheard of in 3 weeks to submit a packet and get a decision back, going through the parole board as well as the governor. And the statement was from the governor on why, Governor Snyder, on why he said no, that his letter officially states that under the recommendation of the parole board, I'm denying his request. Well, that can't possibly be true, because that's not the recommendation the parole board has given to my brother.
Have you tried contacting the governor's office? Have you gotten any response from the staff?
I contacted the governor's office, and I got a letter back from the governor's office basically saying, we sympathize with your position. However, you need to go to the parole board. And then when I contact the parole board, they're basically saying, you need to go through the governor. And I was wondering if it was possible if I could actually read a letter that my brother wrote to the members of our society.
Okay, that's fine.
Okay. It says, my name is Demetrius L. Favors, and I live in Michigan. I'm 65 years old, and I have earned an associate's degree and the other a bachelor's degree. I come to you as a stranger. However, I pray that will not be an important factor in my request and plea to you. I am appealing to those members of a society who can relate to a struggle in their lives for something which would change their life for the better after learning and changing who they were and the mistakes they made while they were young. In 1966, I took a man's life. I left a shoe store after robbing it and fled that store. I was chased by the storekeeper for 3 blocks, where he caught up with me and a struggle ensued. And the gun went off during that struggle. I now stand accountable for that act. I've served 45 years of incarceration to date for that act, and I have atoned in my actions and given penance for the act at that age of 20. I've served 45 years to date for being that stupid young man 45 years ago, and that is why I am coming to you and asking those members of society who are willing to sign a petition on my behalf for my freedom. I have been turned down every time I've come up for release by the Michigan Parole Board for many years until May the 14th, 2010. There is now an official recommendation by the Michigan Parole Board to grant a computation with a statement by them, quote, that after careful review of all materials presented to the Michigan Parole and Computation Board has determined that Demetrius LaFrance Favors, number 110543, is not a risk to the public safety. I have a good psychological evaluation, have an approved transfer from Michigan to another state because I have relatives there and a place to reside, as well as having a solid job offer. I have the support I need in order not to be a burden on society, and I also have placed a scholarship that has been put in place on behalf and in the name of my victim, whose life I took in 1966. I am a changed and positive man in today's 2011, completely different from that boy of 1966. The next scheduled interview is not until March the 31st, 2015, which will make 50 years incarcerated, and that is why I need your assistance now. I can put a new application in, and however, your signatures now could move that date. Thank you all for your time and consideration in signing my petition of freedom to the governor of Michigan. Your signatures do help. And I do have a petition site set up. You just Google Demetrius L. Favors. His name is spelled D-E-M-E-T-R-I-U-S, middle initial L, last name Favors, F-A-V-O-R-S, number 110543, and just in signing that petition, it makes a big difference. And I've gotten signatures so far from all over the world.
And again, I'm speaking with Barbara Bradley, who is the sister of Demetrius L. Favors, who served 45 years in prison. He has admitted, of course, to the crime that he did commit, has rehabilitated himself in prison, is now 65 years old and seeking a commutation of his life sentence. I also found, Barbara, if you just go to thepetitionsite.com and search for Demetrius, it'll come up as well. And I want to thank you so much for joining us today, Barbara Bradley, her brother Demetrius Favors in prison in Michigan.
Thank you so much, and God bless each and every one of you.
This is Jenka Soderberg reporting for KABU Radio.